Well, the G20 summit in Argentina came to a close on Saturday. And the big question is, have the U.S. and China reached a deal, a trade truce? Well, joining us to give us a roundup of what we saw at the G20 is Alex Lawson. He's a senior reporter on international trade with Law 360 and the co-host of Law 360's Pro Se podcast. Alex, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me back.
So let's talk about China and President Trump. These discussions, as we talked about last week, were highly anticipated. What did they walk away with?
Well, they walked away with probably what was the most likely outcome for the summit. There really wasn't a good chance of any tariffs actually being removed. They've both put up a lot of bluster in that regard, and they weren't going to back down. But they agreed to halt installing new tariffs for a period of 90 days. And over the next 90 days, they're going to hold more intensive discussions to sort of address these U.S. demands. And those are largely in the realm of China's intellectual property rules, these rules that require companies to hand over technology and sensitive IP as a condition of doing business there. Some other things, but it's sort of it puts a halt on the tariffs as we understand them now and tees up a more intensive round of discussions over the next 3 months.
So no new tariffs right now, but what about the tariffs we talked about last week, the iPhone, iPad, all the sort of Trump wanted to put all these tariffs on China manufactured technologies. Are those even part of the picture going forward?
Those, again, that was sort of the sort of Damocles hanging over the tariff, landscape. And again, under this arrangement, those will be held off for now. Also, I neglected to mention, in addition to no new tariffs, there was a provision that the latest round of tariffs, it was set only at 10%, and at the end of the year, it was supposed to jump to 25%. Now, they're not going to do that. That's probably the most significant thing that happened, actually. They agree, not only are we not imposing new tariffs, we're not even going to raise the ones we have on. So the product coverage remains the same. The sort of more palatable 10% level, people who are free trade backers would like it to be zero, but it was a welcome result, at least in the near term.
So, of course, we can't talk about the president without talking about a tweet. And this morning, the president tweeted, quote, "Farmers will be a very, very big and fast beneficiary of our deal with China. They intend to start purchasing agricultural product immediately," wrote the president. What is he talking about?
Well, it's interesting that he said that. I saw that tweet and wrinkled my nose a bit because the largest barriers in China to U.S. agriculture products, at least recently, have been the tariffs they put in place in response to the tariffs that the United States put in place. So this has happened a couple different times where the Trump administration will kind of create a problem, back their way into a solution, and then the president takes credit for it. Now, there's been market access issues with agriculture in China for years, but that's what he's talking about there. They sort of got a verbal commitment from China to buy more U.S. Farm goods, food.
So are they hoping like wheat and corn and the things that soy? Like, what do they want China to buy?
Yeah, things like that. Soybeans has been a big one. But again, I'm sure that the U.S. farming sector would just prefer that the U.S. lowers its barriers so that China lowers its barriers and they can just sort of trade freely rather than sort of get China in a wrist lock at the negotiating table and demand that they buy our wheat and corn and things like that.
Doesn't sound like a good negotiating tool. Before we wrap, there was a declaration of 31 points that all countries signed. Can you give us a sense of what that was?
Yeah, that was very interesting. So we talked a little bit last week about the need to reform the World Trade Organization.
That's what we talked about. Yeah.
And all the G20 members agreed to do that, so they're doing that. However, it did leave out some language that has been a fixture of those statements in the past, like a commitment to the multilateral trading system, and importantly, a vow against imposing new trade barriers. Now, that's been a fixture of these statements like that. It was left out this time, so you can see the Trump administration sort of starting to work its way on the global stage.
Alex Lawson is a senior reporter on international trade with Law 360 and the co-host of Law 360's Pro Se podcast. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.